Let's all stand. Bow our head. Lord Jesus, we're so thankful for everything you've done for us, Lord, and pray you'll take preeminence in everything we say and do in the service, and we give you all praise and glory for it, Lord. Let us be pleasing in your eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. You may be seated. Turn to 395. You live for Jesus and be always pure and good. Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and set you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas death for him to have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and set you free. His love you will see 'twas death for him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you need never fall? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way. Would you in his kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true in providential tests? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas death for him to have his way with thee. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Let's turn to 665. I'm a child of the King. Once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within, but with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, oh yes, If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die, it is no disgrace. Cowards in the service will not find a place. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, God will only use a soldier he can trust. Keep on the firing line. If you wear a crown and bear the cross you love, keep on the firing line. Life is but to labor for the master here. Help you banish evil and peace. Great, you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, don't even lag behind. If you would win,
Father, we are so thankful in our hearts, Lord, to be able to sing.
Yes, we are.
Lord, with a joy and a revelation in our hearts.
Amen.
Lord, we're thankful for the opportunity to be here. Lord, we've just come to let you have your way. And we just ask, Lord, that you would bless this offering, use it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom.
Yes.
And Lord, through it all, may you receive all the glory for it.
Amen.
We ask it all in the lovely, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing Praise God, I Am Free.
Praise God, I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, I've been born again.
Brother Suttles in prayer. Amen. We will do that. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Look like there's many more missing this evening. So let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we come before the throne of grace and your precious mercy. And Lord, when we sing these little songs, I can't help but, Lord, to see my name standing there, Lord, and see that word. Oh, God, I'm just as eternal as you are. Oh, by God's amazing grace, I'm so thankful, Lord, for the revelation of your precious word. Lord, that's why I sing. That's why I want to shout. That's why what burns within my heart. And I'm so thankful for it, Lord. I give you all the glory and the praise and the honor. For you truly are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the great I am, the truth, the light, and the way. Oh, I love you, Lord. And Father, you're the one that we can come to tonight and lay these requests before you. Lord, you know in every hand that went up, you know every desire, you know the precious need, Lord, that our brother has in his life. I ask, oh God, that you'd meet every need here tonight. And Father, with our precious brother, Lord, and the desire of his heart, whatever it may be, if it's sickness, whatever it may be, Lord, you're the great Jehovah Jireh. You're the great healer, the physician, Lord. Oh God, we've seen you heal many times, time and time and time again. Lord, you're same tonight as you was yesterday and shall be forever. Lord, we believe it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lay it before you now, Father, and put a claim on it in thy holy name. Thank you, Lord. Bless the service now, Lord. Make it easy for our brother to bring forth the word of God. And may we sit here, Lord, like those little hungry little birds. our mouth wide open, that, Lord, the slightest little vibration, oh God, our hearts is wide open and hungry for the Word of God. Lord, we're here knowing we're in the last days now, and Father, it's all winding down. So, Lord Jesus, we just wait on you now to speak to us through the Word, and we commit ourselves unto thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Don't you love him? Amen. Isn't he appreciative? Amen. You ought to be so appreciative in your heart for him, what he's done, what he's doing. Amen. Here's standing Sister Marilyn tonight. Amen. Amen. God's blessing her. Amen. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. He didn't say immediately. He said recover. Amen. That's what's happening. Amen. There's a recovery taking place. Amen. God's keeping his word. Amen. He's the same tonight as he was yesterday and shall be every day. Amen. Amen. You believe it? Yes. Amen. Amen. Maybe I got a special song tonight? Because if you don't, I got one I want to sing. Amen. All right.
And you might as well stand up because you will be coming.
Amen. Let's sing this little chorus, God Delivers Again. God delivers every day in our life. Do you realize that? Every day he's delivering. It may not be the same as somebody else gets delivered from, but I'm telling you, he delivers every day. Oh, how great he is. Amen. Let's sing. It's on page 9. It's in your little books here, the Capstone Life Tabernacle book. Amen. And think about the words here as we sing this and then apply it with our own personal life every day. Amen. Standing there at the Red Sea, God's people began to complain. Pharaoh and his mighty army would take us in bondage again. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, Moses did cry. God parted the waters and they crossed to the other side. Oh, God delivers again. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, he does. Amen. It seems that all is lost. He reaches down his hand. Oh, my. Oh, the forces.
See four men unloosing the fire and hurt, and they're walking around. Amen. Oh, God delivers again. Oh, my God delivers again. Oh, think about it. Seems that all is lost. He reaches down his hand. Oh, yes. Oh, the forces of
God can deliver you tonight. So, oh, there's not very many here, you know, and there's just a few of us, but I'm going to tell you, he's just as much here tonight as he ever will be. Amen. He's the same God tonight. He's the same living God as he is ever and ever will be. Why? You say, how do you know? I guarantee you, by God's grace, he's a living in me. Amen. You can say the same thing. Amen. Here you are carrying that God around with you. Oh, hallelujah, and carry this little God in, that little God in. Amen. It's all one big God, all one time. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Don't let things in life put a damper on you. Amen. You say, oh, Brother Steve, why, how can you be happy? Because I'm happy because I know who I am. Hallelujah. The mysteries is called my name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, no more can be lost than God can himself. God's getting me ready for a rapture, friends, where there's absolutely no doubt whatsoever. And one of these days, I'm going to walk off of this earth. This body is going to change in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. Oh, what a wonderful time that's going to be. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If I could just put in your heart what's in mine. Amen. These benches will be moving around. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, he's wonderful. Amen. He's God. He's alive. Amen. If I could just yield to Jesus Christ, be that true prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ, people will be able to see again that God is alive. Amen. And I love my God. And I want him to use this tabernacle of flesh that he can express he's alive. Because you and I and that little bride, wherever she's at, it's all he's got. Amen. Here we are, Lord. Send me. Amen. Is that burning your heart, Lord? Send me. Oh, my. Is that hot coal come down on you and touched you? Oh, my. And filled you with his love. Filled you with his holy presence. Amen. And something cries back, Lord, here am I. Here am I, Lord. Send me. You ain't got very many, but Lord, send me. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I love him. Amen. I'm primed, ready to go. Amen. But our brother has something to bring tonight. May God bless him. May your hearts be full and hungry and pulling. Oh, God, just pull, pull, pull. Hallelujah. Don't you want to hear from God tonight?
Amen.
He is the Word.
Yes.
Amen. I want to hear his Word.
Amen.
It's what I'm interested in, his Word. Hallelujah. And I want that Word that's brought tonight to be made alive in my life, because I don't want one word missing in my life. I want every word of it to be made alive. I want all that he is. Amen. Is that what you want?
Amen.
All that he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us sing a little chorus. Shine on me. Let's sing that little chorus. Our brother comes forward this evening. Amen. You want that word to shine on you?
Amen.
You want the Holy Ghost to shine on you?
Amen.
Open your heart?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's sing a little chorus. Shine on me. Shine on me, let the light from God's lighthouse shine on me. Oh, let it shine on me. Oh, let it shine.
Heavenly Father, we can truly say it's been good to be here. Lord, as we can every time we come. For Lord, you've never disappointed us. And Lord, we always find the tables filled. And Lord, we just want to come and partake of what you have for us this evening. And Lord, we just ask that you, these precious words that you've stirred my heart with, Lord, that I would just be able to read it in a way, Lord, it would help someone else, Lord. And continue to prepare our hearts, Lord, for where you're taking us, Lord, the path you're leading, Lord, that we would continue to yield to you, Lord, and to let you have your way. The Lord, that these bodies would just be living vessels, expressing back to this nation and to this people that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, we ask it only to your glory and your honor in the lovely, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, I love him. Amen. Oh, my, I know there's not many of us here this evening, but you know, these few words the Lord just kind of dealt with my heart Sunday as the message was coming. Some of these things were running through my mind, and I thought, Lord, if we just keep our mind on you.
Amen.
And amen, tonight that's what we want to do, just stir our pure minds by way of remembrance.
Amen.
And maybe it'll prepare our hearts a little greater, and if the Lord should tarry till Sunday, who knows what he'll bring. But as the word comes forth, it might just strike our heart in a greater way. Might even strike our heart in a greater way tonight as we hear the word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
For as they heard the word, many times throughout the word, it says their hearts was pricked.
Yes.
Amen. And may the word just stir us.
Oh,
prick
yes.
our hearts, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord, and make it more real to us. Amen. Let's just turn to Hebrews, the 6th chapter first. I'm just going to read a little bit about Abraham tonight. And amen. And you got to make it personal. Now we're going to read about Abraham and what God did for him. But you got to stop and think of what God's doing for you. And God let these situations happen that we could have confidence.
Amen.
And that it would help us along our walk with him. Amen. Hebrews 11 in the 6th chapter. Amen. And we'll just start there about the 13th verse. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, think of that now, he patiently endured.
Amen.
Amen. He obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, an oath of confirmation to them is the end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise, amen, that's us, amen,
yes,
to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest, even after the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
May the Lord bless reading his word, and you may be seated. Just a few things there. He patiently endured.
Yes.
The promise came, amen.
Amen,
and he patiently endured.
Amen.
But oh my, he had a strong consolation that God could not lie.
Amen.
Amen. And I want you to think of the words that we heard Sunday.
Yes.
We've been hearing what God's been doing, showing us. Amen. Even God's first decision is his only decision.
Amen.
Amen. The way he put it in order,
yes,
it's the way it's going to be. And if you'll remember, I believe it was Sunday evening, just as our brother was closing, he read the scripture. I believe it was in Philippians that he that started this good work is more than able to finish it.
Amen.
And that's what you got to see. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's not what you can do. It's not what I can do. But it's what God is doing through
Amen.
Us and has already done for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Whoa.
And how if we can begin to catch just a little bit.
Amen.
And oh my, get this anchored in our hearts. You know, we've heard it quoted many times that, oh, if you can see this, you'll see many things.
Yes.
But it's not just seeing it on that blackboard. But oh, if the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, if he'll come down and to teach you all things, and oh my, anchor that down on the inside, the quickener of the word, amen, you will see many things. And oh my, how the word will gel together and how things will just fall right in place.
Amen.
Let's turn over here to Romans, the 4th chapter. Amen. We're just going to read these things that's been put in here about Abraham. Amen. We got to find ourselves. Amen. In this precious word.
Lord.
So our brother said, the mysteries are calling our name. Amen.
Amen.
When you look and see, oh my, think of Abraham. And look of all the word that's came. And the revelation that God has allowed to us. Oh my, today it ought to be those people, that last bride of the last age was a people of strong faith.
Amen.
A perfect faith. A rapturing thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Oh my, it's coming, saints.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Romans, the 4th chapter. Amen. Let me get myself kissed. Here at the 18th verse. let's just start at the 16th. Therefore it is a faith that might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. And there we are.
Amen.
Amen. Find yourself.
Yes.
Not the only which of the law, but also to which of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth these things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, amen. Revelation. And that's where we want to be. We don't want to be weak in revelation. God's here pouring it out. And may we be crying out, Lord, pour it into me greater.
Amen.
Open my eyes that I see. Amen. This the importance of this word as it's coming. We've heard it many times, and sometimes it might become repetition to seem that way. Oh, but we know about that. We know about it. But, oh, Lord, there's a reason behind it. Amen. Oh, God, open our eyes. Hallelujah. And being not weak in faith, I want you to notice, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He didn't look at the natural circumstances. And you got to apply that into your own life. We've all got circumstances that might be trying to hinder us from meeting the promise of this hour. But you can't consider that. But you put your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ and his precious word. Amen. And hold on with a strong faith. Amen. That what he promised, he is more than able to perform. Amen. As he says here, he staggered, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, doing what? Giving God the glory. Amen. Amen. Oh my, the promise hadn't come yet. But he was giving God the glory. Amen. Amen. Not out of a wishful thinking, but out of a strong consolation down inside. Amen. He was strong giving God the glory. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. Amen. But for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Amen. Amen. Look, did you see yourself? See where God is placing us. Amen. In this day, the word is coming. And the Holy Spirit's here, quickening that word into our hearts, that we would be overcomers. And you can't be an overcomer in yourself. But when that word comes and something strikes down on the inside, and this body is turning and it's coming subject to every word, amen, and oh my, you see it changing your life, your attitude, your way you think about things. You see all of this starting to take place. Amen. Oh, it begins to stir on the inside. Amen. Oh my, God is able. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my, and then you see him do it for someone else. Maybe you see someone over here. Amen. Yes. Oh, it begins to build. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We'll get to it in a minute. Amen. Let's see here. Let's go over here to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And we're going to just start there at the first verse. We've read this many, many times. But oh my, just let it, just keep thinking about these things with the word that's been coming. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were seen were not made by things which do appear. And amen, what a simple little illustration right there. How easy it is to take and to grasp that by God made everything we see.
Amen.
Amen. But some people can't even believe that. But oh my, it takes God. It takes the believing him, dipping it on the inside that that's a reality. Amen. As he goes, by faith Abel. By revelation, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and he being dead yet speaketh. And think about that, Cain and Abel. And oh my, how Cain, or Abel rather, saw, it was revealed to him what to do. And how Cain, bringing his fruits and his vegetables, and probably criticizing his brother for what he was doing. But oh my, there was something anchored down on the inside of Abel that his brother didn't have. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And he stood strong. Amen. And even though he was slain, in death, his testimony lived on.
Yes.
Oh my, that he was a witness, that he had a revelation.
Yes.
Amen. And by faith, Enoch, he was translated, that he should not see death and was not found because God hath translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And oh my, how this word's coming. And it's beginning to show us exactly where to stand. Justified. Glorified. Oh my, look at what he has done. We have an inheritance. Oh my. Let it all just come in there. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. And how we can maybe witness with that scripture. Maybe we went to diligently seeking him, and we found out he was a rewarder Oh my, amen. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things to not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. And just think of that. Here we are. We see and know that he's coming back, just like he said. We see all, and we're moving with fear. We're searching out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We're coming in here searching the scriptures, for if you think you have eternal life, search the scriptures. And oh my, how as we come in here, God just opening up and abundantly is showing his whole son. Let me show you why you've got eternal life. This is why you're a child of the King. Oh my, just let it, you can just waller into his presence. And just, oh my, and just can keep taking it in and taking it in all day long. As you travel through this life, you can just meditate upon what he's done and doing in your heart and life. You can see where he's brought you from. You can see what he's doing. And as our brother said, we can see Sister Marilyn sitting here tonight. Oh my, what a testimony for what God can do.
Amen.
You know, we've got others in here that's got, the Lord is working, moving to do things for him. And someday the praise will come forth. Let me tell you what God's done. Oh my, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
Amen. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Amen. I like the examples, that the way the Lord seemed fit to put it into the scriptures. He was called to go, and he obeyed. Amen. And he went, not knowing whither he went. And by faith, he sojourned in a land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Amen.
And oh my, I got to thinking about that a little bit. And how at first when the angel of the Lord, when he appeared to Abraham and told him, she laughed. But oh my, I imagine as she began to journey with Abraham and saw his faith, and she watched him, I'm sure. There wasn't no wavering in him. There wasn't no question. Wasn't no today we'll believe it like this, tomorrow we'll believe it like that. But with a strong faith, Abraham was following God, and as a faithful wife, she was watching. And oh my, it must have built a faith in her. Oh my, as it began, she was feeding off of his feeding and seeing, oh my, there's something to this. Oh my. And it says, through faith Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. And therefore sprang there even one to him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed them, that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Oh my, and how Abraham just, oh, he just moved out. He followed God, and was looking for that promised son, and it came.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to read something here in proving his word. Amen. This was preached August 16th, 1964. And he says here on page 18, he proves, let's just back up to 95. And all who truly believe the word of God today will be taken out. All that does not believe the word of God will perish with the world, because they are of the world. Everything that's in the world must perish with the world, and everything that's saved in God must be in God and cannot perish. I'll give them eternal life and raise them up at the last day. Now, what a consolation to every believer to know when you're in Christ, that's just as sure as God keeps his word and perishes the world. He keeps his word and raises up his people and saves them, and he proves it. And how God proves his word, and how we can look back in our life, repent, be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We can see as we begin to follow the steps of the word of God, what God has moved in and done.
Amen.
And we begin to see it, the word comes forth, and the Holy Spirit deals with our heart to quit this certain thing over here, and the desire leaves for it.
Amen.
It's gone, done away with, no more in remembrance. You can't do that in a human.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, but God does it on the inside.
Amen.
Oh my, and we begin to see that take place in our life as we begin to grow. Amen.
Yes.
He proves his word of promise true to Abraham in his age. Notice it was unscientific, amen. And I want you to think today how much the churches have got away from believing that the rapture is really going to take place. How much you really, God can have control of your life and the leadership of your life. And that you can live just like God wants you to live in this day. Oh my, how you can be a wife that matches every word in the scriptures. You can be a husband that matches every word. You can be a young person. Oh my, the word just lines up 100%. He says, notice it was unscientific in Abraham's age for a man of 100 years old and a woman of 90 for them to have a baby way past the age. And oh my, it's way unscientific today for someone to get their pancreas healed or to get a limb restored or to have some natural healing take place. It's unscientific today, but God's still in that business. It doesn't done away with. It's still here. Amen. And he said he would have a people that not if I say, but if you say to this mountain, amen, it'll happen. Amen. And just as our brother quoted, they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Amen. That was God's promise and his provided way, amen, for a time, a season, and a place. Yes, and that word's not been done away with. Yes, amen. It's laying right there. Hallelujah. And God's there to honor it. Amen. Yes. But Abraham could not, he says, a 90 for them to have a baby way past the age. But Abraham could not explain it. He'd go to the doctor and say, doctor, is it possible? It's impossible. Go to the hospital, make ready for another mother to have a baby or whatever it would be if you want to compare it with this age. They'd call him insane. He's out of his mind. Mm-hmm. Oh my, maybe the doctor says you got something, but God's truly revealed to you. Yeah. And that's, as we were speaking the other night, you've got to make sure that it's God that's revealed it to you. You just don't go out on a limb and, yeah, and a false hope and say, oh, I'm going to quit taking my medicine. I'm going to... But when God reveals it to you down on the inside, amen, oh my, God will make it manifest. Amen. You might have to keep taking that medicine and your body will go the other direction to prove that you didn't need that medicine. But God will prove it out. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But God, he's out of his mind, but God said, and the Bible said in Romans the 4th chapter, that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong, giving praise to God, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible, and was satisfied, held on, holding fast, for he was fully persuaded that what God promised, God was able to do. And we're supposed to be his children. Amen. Now I feel religious, stimulated just to think of that. Oh, he proved it. After all of those years, he turned Abraham and Sarah back to a young woman and had the baby. And Abraham and Sarah, just listen, God don't do something just a little, just listen. Amen. He says, Sarah died 40. He turned Abraham and Sarah back to a young woman. They had the baby, and Abraham and Sarah lived 45 years later. Sarah died. And Abraham remarried again after being 145 years old and had 7 other sons besides his daughters. And when he was past bearing, he was sterile. He had no seed, no life left in him almost another 100 years before that. Amen. Why? He considered not his own body. He considered not the circumstances. Amen. His eyes was on the promise. Hallelujah. He didn't care what anyone else had to say about it. God said I was going to have a son. Amen. If we can get it focused into our heart. Focus out the voices of this day. What other people think or feel about it. And focus into what God is revealing to you and placing in your heart. And hold to it with a strong hand. Amen. He considered not his own body. He considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered only what God said. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And how I love. Just every word we consider what God said. It's not what somebody else has got to say, but what God said about it. Amen. That will bring the promise to manifestation. Yes. Amen. God proves what he says he'll do. In the midst of unscientific sciences and almost anything, whatever it is, God proves that he's right. He always proves his word. Who do we hear we were Sunday? We're the Word. Amen. Amen. Oh, he's going to prove you out. Oh, Amen. Hallelujah. Let it gel together in your heart. Amen. Amen. Catch the little nuggets as they come, amen, through each service. Amen. Yes. Oh, my. It can bring us. It'll bring a revelation into your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Here in the Church Age book on page 312. Amen. This is... I don't have paragraphs in here, but it's about the bottom of the page. He says, what does he mean by the word of patience? Hebrews 6:13-15. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. You see, the Spirit is speaking about the word of God, which is given to us. To wait for the fulfillment of that word required patience, even as it did in the case of Abraham. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. He was patient. And then the word finally fulfilled. That is the way God teaches his people patience. Why, if he fulfilled his word in a physical manifestation the very instant you prayed, you would never learn patience, but you would become even more impatient with life. And let me show you this truth even more fully set forth. Hebrews 11:17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. He had received the promise, the word of God, offered up his only begotten son. There it is. Abraham was tried after he received the word of promise. Most think that as soon as we pray in Jesus' name over the good promises of God, that there could not be a trial. That doesn't mean when you pray, God didn't answer the prayer.
That's right.
Amen. God was right there on the scene the minute you called on his name. Amen. But God has purposes in waiting. There was a purpose Abraham had to wait 25 years.
Amen.
God proved it out. He was stronger in faith
after
25 years than he was the day God made him the promise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
After he received the word of promise, most think as soon as we pray in Jesus' name over the good promises of God, there could not be a trial. But here it says that Abraham was tried after he received the promise, and that's exactly correct according to the psalmist referring to it, Joseph 105:19. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. God gives us exceeding great and precious promises, and he has promised to fulfill them, and he will. But from the time we pray until the time we get the answer, we must learn patience into our souls, for only in patience do we possess life. And may God help us to learn this lesson, even as we know the people of this sixth age learned patience. And we read the history of the lives of these great Christians. What a contrast we see between their lives and ours, for they were so patient and quiet. And today we're all but overcome and over in patience and haste.
Amen.
So, oh my, just because that strong assurance comes into our heart.
Amen.
Just hold on. Oh, you'll be tried. Satan's going to be right there trying to tell you you didn't get what God said you was going to get. Oh, my, everybody, your closest friend may tell you it's impossible. Oh, my, you're such a fanatic trying to think that there's going to be a rapture. You're a fanatic to think that the way you live is going to save your soul. Oh, my, but they don't understand. Your soul was already saved, and that's why you're living the way you're living today, and you can't help yourself. Oh, my, but oh, let God anchor down on the inside.
Amen.
It's not a, we live this life because, but no, we live this life because he loved us first.
Amen.
He first loved me.
Amen.
He gave his life for me. Oh my. He justified me. He glorified me. Oh my. He put me here in this decreed season.
Amen.
That I would be to his glory and to his honor. Oh my. And he said it all after the counsel of his own will.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let's just read this in closing. Amen. This is in perfect faith. And we'll just start here about paragraph 63. It may sound just a little bit different avenue, but just think about it. Amen. He says, now remember, they had the word and the word was flesh. Then he was talking about the disciples. And the word told them, I give you power. And I give you power, and they had power, but they didn't have faith to operate the word that was in them. See what I mean? But Jesus had it. He was the word. Amen. He had faith that what he said would happen. He said, oh, bring him here. How long will I suffer you? He had faith with his power. Revelation.
Amen.
His words weren't just spoken in void. He was led by the Spirit. He had it burning down on the inside, and he knew he only done what the Father showed him.
Amen.
With a revelation. Burning in his heart. He just didn't speak words to be speaking words. But when he spoke those words, he knew he had permission to speak those words. And it was going to take place just the way God said for it to happen. Amen. He said he had faith with his power. How did he? He said, I can do nothing in myself. Oh my, he was a man. Just take it and let it just soak into you. We stand here today, the same situation he was there. Amen. He said, I can do nothing in myself. He relied upon what he was. He relied in knowing that he was the Word.
And he had faith in God who had made him the Word. He was God the Word, and they was in him. And that gave him faith because he understood his position.
Yes.
Oh my, we have a position today that we must come to the fullness of the stature of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Yes.
Amen. He says he had given him faith because he understood his position. He knowed what he was because the scripture said he was this. And here every scripture tied in to prove he was exactly what the scripture said he would be. And he knew what he was. Amen.
Amen.
And bring it over to us. Every scripture, every service, the word's coming. Our expressions through our life is identifying, showing where we're standing. It's bringing that assurance. I know who I am. I know I was in the thoughts of God. I know I was sent down here for a time. I know my journey's finished. I know I'm headed back home. And it's not me that lives, but it is Christ that liveth in me. All these words just keep coming. And God is down on the inside of there, just quickening, bringing it to life within our hearts. Not something we're retaining in our mind, but God is placing it down in there. In the soul, amen. He understood his position. He knowed what he was because the scripture had said he was this. And here every scripture tied in to prove that he was exactly what the scripture said he would be. He knew what he was. Therefore, he relied upon what God had made him.
Amen.
I'm not resting in my own merits, but I'm resting on what God has made me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. By God's grace, he said he was going to take me back home to be with him.
Amen.
I know I'm going. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. And don't worry if I sleep. I'll meet you over there.
Amen.
And if you sleep, I'll still meet you over there.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory.
And if he did that, then can't we rely upon what God has made us as believers? These signs shall follow them that believe. He had faith in what he was. And if you are a believer, you'll have faith in what you are. You're a believer. And if you've got faith in God, the Bible says over here, if our hearts condemn us not, then can't we have faith? But if our hearts don't condemn us, then we have faith. We have confidence towards God.
Yes.
If you want to read that, it's found in St. John 3:21. Now notice, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. Now the only thing you have to do then is have faith in what you are. Have faith in what the Word says you are. And Jesus had faith in the Word of God that said what he was. It is written of me. Didn't David in the Psalms and the prophets and all of them speak of him? I am the bread of life that come from God out of heaven. I am the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. I am all of these things. I am that I am. He knew with a perfect faith that he was the anointed Messiah, that the Spirit of God was upon him. And he said, now myself, I do nothing, but it's my faith in God. And God was in him. Amen. And he said, the Word made manifest. And when the Word of God comes in you, it's made manifest as you are a believer. And a believer is the faith of God that moves in you. Amen.
Amen.
And oh my, how this ought to be just rejuvenating in my
Amen.
Heart. I know I'm a bride of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
I know that these promises belong to me.
Amen.
I know why. Because the Word,
Amen.
The very Word of God is revealing to me.
Amen.
It's His words. It's not my words.
Amen.
It's His letter to His little bride. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my, and He, who is He, the quickener of the Word. Amen. Down on the inside. Hey, man, let me see. I think I... Amen. Amen. I lost it there, but oh my. Just think of it, saints.
Amen.
Abraham had faith, and he held strong.
Amen.
Jesus Christ here, he knew who he was, and God totally just shone out through him that he was the Messiah for that age.
Amen.
Look at the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit moving and writing the book of Acts be through the works of the Holy Spirit in those men.
Yes.
Amen. It wasn't those men. It wasn't Paul that was doing those great things that we see take place, but it was Jesus Christ in him for that hour manifesting. Our precious Brother Branham, as he walked the earth, it wasn't Brother Branham doing those things, but it was God in Brother Branham
Amen.
That was there healing the sick, there bringing out this word. He used Brother Branham's lips to speak, but it was God speaking to his people.
Amen.
And oh my, veiled himself in a vessel of clay. But it was God, the same God that parted that Red Sea. The same God that stood in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
oh my. I left it back here on the seat. I know I did. Amen. You sisters come to the instruments.
Yes.
Amen. But a lot of wonderful things, saints.
Oh, yes.
But oh my, don't just let it become a story. But oh, get yourself in there.
Amen.
Amen. Get enthused with what God is doing. Keep it stirred in your hearts. Amen. You know, sometimes it just takes one little extra step. And you know, oftentimes it might be as simple as our pastor's up here and he feels that. Who wants their name put up on this chalkboard? That might just be the simple step. If you can just reach out and say, I want my name in there. Put me up there. Oh my, it gives God a chance to get in there and give something. Oh my, it can trigger. Amen. Think of that little blind man walking down through there. He went in the prayer line. He didn't even have faith. He couldn't know how to believe for that.
Amen.
But old Brother Branham told him, you just keep going and you say
it.
And oh my, he went down the street, he's saying that. And then one day, sitting in that old barber chair, them old critics come around. You didn't get healed. Oh, but something struck in his heart. Let me tell you, I did. You ain't telling me I didn't. Oh my, it struck and out of that cherry come with his eyes open. God's still God and he'll do the same today. Amen. Hallelujah. I know he lives. Hallelujah. To prove. Oh, I can just, there's just such a stimulation coming off of the word. You can see it. And even though we've heard it many, many times, how I just see a different picture. I see different things gelling together with it to say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Open my heart. Oh, and keep making it greater.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we went to church for a long time, some of us. But oh my, and God's got a purpose in it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But oh, I can't wait for the day when we lay this down. Amen. When we get over there, what a day it's going to be. But it's going to happen, saints. Maybe growing up, maybe we didn't feel it would. And maybe now we're still just, maybe it just still seems like it's a little far-fetched, possibly. Maybe we're just not sure. Can this really happen? It's going to happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And oh my, when God truly dips the revelation of that right, what our brother's been bringing into your heart, and you truly see your name in there. Oh my, there's no worry. I've been sealed, oh my, to the day of redemption. Hallelujah. He's going to finish the work in me. Amen. Not of what I'll do, but what he is doing for me. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. God's not dead. You know that? Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. I just couldn't help but think. You know, Sister Marilyn was able to come back tonight. Sister Finley the other night was testifying what God's done for her. Sister Danielle Sunday night was saying God had met a need in her life. We've all got needs. Sometimes it's not always a physical health need. Sometimes it's mental health needs. Sometimes it's obstacles in life, maybe jobs or family issues. There's always things. But God is the master and conqueror of it all.
Amen.
And if we can just learn to put our trust in him, he said, I'll lead you. Just put your trust in me. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. God's not dead as our brother comes. Oh, God's not dead. He's still alive. God's not dead. He's still alive. God's not dead. He's still alive. I feel him in my hand. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. Well, God's not dead. He's still alive. God's not dead. He's still alive. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
He's
still alive. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. Amen. Glory. I feel him in my hands. Feel him in my feet. I feel him from the head to the toes. Amen. I feel him all over me. My, a lot of beautiful things in there. Just as our brother's talking about, just to see the revelation is just keeps enlarging. You know, and think about it again, as Brother Bram said in proving his word, Brother Timothy's reading out of the message tonight, and I read Sunday. God proves all his words. Now just think about it. Or by God's grace, we'll go back into this. I'm telling you, so good. God proves all his words. And Brother Brown repeated it, all his words. He said, and you are a part of that word.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And now just think about many things. By grace ye are saved.
Amen.
Not of works, lest you'd boast. Remember the quote I read Sunday? Brother Branham spoke, Christ, Mr. God revealed.
This is a life you don't live yourself. He lives Himself. God proves all His words. And you are a part of His word. It just keeps getting greater and greater. This is not something I can do. No wonder Apostle Paul said, I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Oh, it's so glorious, saints. And I just want to share one more thought with you before we close in Scripture. Brother Timothy was reading, and a thought came to my mind, because oftentimes when people read this Scripture and they think about it through a carnal reasoning way, and it's talking about Sarah, again in Hebrews 11 and 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Now think about that. Because we oftentimes people think in their mind, but they just don't see the whole picture. But oftentimes they think in their mind, well, here, you know, here was God speaking and telling Abraham that Sarah was going to have this son. And she laughed in her heart in the tent behind them. Okay? I want you to think a minute now. Now, wait a minute. Here's the scripture. It sounds like something's contradicting itself. Sounds like, well, Sarah didn't have no strength at all. You know, it's something's Paul didn't understand something. Paul understood something. The sign that was given, Sarah was behind him in the tent. The same sign came forth today. What did it do for us today? Oh, my. What do you think, Sarah, when that happened? Oh, he knew my heart. Oh, now faith began to come forth. She knew that sign. Oh, what happened when we seen that sign today? We knew it was God in that man speaking to us through the word of God. And Sarah's strength and that faith began to, wow, glory. Amen. They just don't put it together right. But by faith, you put it together right and you understand what's going on. Paul knew what he was saying. The scripture wasn't contradicting itself. No. But yeah, if you read it with a carnal mind, you think, oh my, look at Sarah over here. She was a weakling. No way she had faith. Paul knew what he was talking about.
Amen.
That sign was given. That faith came. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Just thought I'd share it with you. Amen. Don't be caught up with these ones that think there's a little contradiction in the scripture. It's just they don't understand. Hold on. But by faith, God will make all that word plain to you. And I want all the word revealed to me. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. It's been good to be here. Oh, yes, it is. Glory to God. Amen. Are you happy?
Amen.
God's still alive. Yes, He is. And He's getting the people ready for a rapture. Glory. And I just want you to keep praying. Keep those things in mind, Brother Timothy read tonight. Many things, just keep right on going, right on with it. Amen. Oh, I love Him. I appreciate Him. And I am happy. I have the joy of my salvation. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I got something the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. How about you?
Amen.
And the world's trying to throw all kinds of things, but it can't take it away what I got. Hallelujah. Glory. Maybe we'll sing that before we leave. Well, I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Well, I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Had my soul changed when the Holy Ghost came. I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Well, I got something that the world can't give. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name. And my soul changed when the Holy Ghost came. I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Amen. Glory. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's been so sweet to be here. I'm so glad that you made a way for me to be here tonight. And I appreciate it with all my heart. And I want you to know that. And Lord, I just pray that you'll just continue to open our hearts to the Word of God. Give us revelation of the Word, Lord. Oh, make it so alive and real that we'll be able to stand like these people of faith that our brother read about tonight. But Lord, counting things that are not as though they are. Oh, that Abrahamic faith, Lord, a faith in God. A faith that, Lord, is so strong and so secure that, Lord, we have a blessed assurance in our heart that we know exactly what you're doing and where we're going, Lord. Oh, God, what a blessed assurance to have in this hour when everything's looking so bleak and dark, Lord, and dismal. But, Lord Jesus, in our hearts, the light is shining, and we appreciate it, Lord. It's all by what you have done, Lord, not what we have done, but what you have done, and we appreciate it. We love you now and so thankful for everything. Go with us now and just bring us back again, Lord, now. If you should tarry, Lord, at the next appointed time, and help us, Lord. Help us to come in hungry. Oh, God, with our minds clear and nothing on anything of the world and trying to gain this or gain that, Lord, and our and on earthly material things. But, Lord, just clean our minds clear out, oh, God, that we'll believe your word and have a heart open for it. We ask it now for your glory and honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you just say, I love you, Lord? Amen. Can you say thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace, all for your love, salvation you've given to me. Thank you for your healing power. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done for me and that which you even will yet do in my life. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.